Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Ayin Ches. We are holding on Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. We are at Amar Rava Minaha Milsa on Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. Today's year is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas' mother, Golda Bas Simcha, Allah Shalom. So we're in the middle of discussing which Bios Asuros make a woman a Chalala, and we closed with the Chiddush yesterday that a Chalala can only come from Isuri Kuhuna, from a Kohen, meaning if you have, let's say, Stam, someone violates an Isur, Yisrael, Baal Achoso, that does not generate Chalalus. A Chalal implies that there was a Kedusha Shenis Chalal. So the Gemara is going to bring the source for that idea that Chalala is only May Isuri Kuhuna. Then on Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to talk about the number of different Isurim and Chiyuve Malkus that a Kohen can have for having one Bia Asura. The Gemara is going to discuss which Isuri Kuhuna are about the Bia and which are about getting married, meaning some of the Isuri Kuhuna are only if you get married to the person, and others are if you have only about having Bia, and some are about both getting married and having Bia. Then the Gemara is going to discuss why it is that Rabbi Yehuda compares a bas hager to a bas chalal, as far as who they're allowed to marry. And then the Gemara is going to explain the opinions in Tanayim about the children of Gerim. That essentially boils down to four different shitos in Tanayim about the status of the children of Gerim. Then the Mishnah in the middle of Amud Aleph is going to talk about the ne'emanus of parents to say that their child is a mamzer. And the Gemara is going to discuss ne'emanus of parents to say other things about their child, that the child is a bechar, that the child is a ben grusha, ben chalutza. Is the father believed? Is the mother believed? Are they both believed? So that discussion is going to take us all the way to the Mishnah at the very bottom of Amud Beis. So let's begin. We are holding at Amar Rava Minaha Milsa. So about eight lines from the end of the page toward the end of the line. And again, we just got through saying that if a man sleeps with his sister, the child is not a chalal. Chalalus only comes from Isuri Kuhuna. So Amar Rava Minaha Milsa, Damar Rabban, in chalal, Isuri Kuhuna. Where did the Rabban get the idea that chalal is only me Isuri Kuhuna? So there's a bright that says that when the Torah teaches us about the dinim of a Kohen Gadol, the pasuk says almanu grusha v'chalala zonas ele lo yikach. So the Braisa tries to explain what the pasuk is teaching me with each of the isurim mentioned in the pasuk. Lo yamar grusha v'Kohen Gadol doesn't have to mention that a grusha is asura to a Kohen Gadol because v'tesi v'kavuchomer Kohen Adiot. That could be derived from a kavuchomer from Kohen Adiot. V'ano amina, we would say simply hash to the Kohen Adiot asura if a even a Kohen Hadiot's not allowed to marry a Grusha. The Kohen Gadol, obviously a Kohen Gadol's not allowed to marry a Grusha. Meaning, after all, a Kohen Gadol is a Kohen Hadiot plus. So if he's a Kohen Hadiot plus, and even a Kohen Hadiot can't marry a Grusha, of course a Kohen Gadol can't marry a Grusha. So Lama Namra, so why then does it mention the use of Grusha in the pasuk of Kohen Gadol? Keshem Shechaluka Grusha Mizona V'Chalala, it's coming to teach me that just like Grusha is a separate lav from Zona and Chalala, which are both included in one lav in the pasuk, says Isha Zona V'Chalala Lo Yikachu as a single lav, just like by a Kohen Hadiot, Grusha is distinct from Zona V'Chalala and gets her own and you get your own Malkus, a separate Malkus for being with the Grusha. So Kachaluka B'Kohen Gadol, so too Grusha is distinct by a Kohen Gadol to get its own Malkus, even though in the parsha of the Kohen Gadol, all of it's in the single lav. It says Almana, Grusha, Chalala, Zona, Es'ele, Lo Yikach. So it's all part of one Lo Yikach. So that's what I need. It needs to teach me that it's a separate lav. So it says Mar Pshita, Migra Gara. I mean, if by a Kohen Hedot he's going to get a separate Malkus for Grusha, you need to tell me by a Kohen Gadol. There's no way a Kohen Gadol is going to be less than a Kohen Hedot. El Kshem Shechaluka Grusha Mizona V'Chalala B'Kohen Hedot, Kach Almana Chaluka Migrusha V'Chalala Zonu Kohen Gadol. No, the Chiddush is not that you get a separate lav for Grusha by Kohen Gadol, but that a Kohen Gadol gets separate Malkus for Almana. that just like Grusha is distinct from the other Isurei Kuhuna in the world of Kohen Hadiot, so in the discussion of Kohen Gadol, the unique thing about a Kohen Gadol, the unique Isur to a Kohen Gadol, namely Almana, is also distinct. So Chalala Lamanemra, why does the Pasuk by a Kohen Gadol have to tell me the Isur of Chalala? The Isur of Chalala applies even to a Kohen Hadiot, because in Chalala, Elamei Isurei Kuhuna. That's the line we're looking for. That why does it have to mention Chalala to teach me a new din, that Chalala can only come from Isurei Kuhuna. Zona Lamanemra, why does it have to mention Zona separately by a Kohen Gadol? So the Bryce explains that the word Zona is used as a Gzeir Shavin. Nemar Kan Zona, it says by a Kohen Gadol, Zona. V'nemar Lalan, Zona. And it says by Kohen Hedyot, Zona. So Ma Kan Zaru Chulin. Just like by a Kohen Gadol, the Zera becomes Chulin, they become a Chalal from Kuhuna, because it says Lo Yichalel Zaro, Saf Lalan. So to by a Kohen Hedyot, who's Boel, any of the Yisurei Kuhuna, Zaru Chulin, that the child Taka becomes a Chalal. So now that we've explained that Chalalus only comes from Isurei Kuhuna, so now we move on to the next din. Amar Rav Ashi, Hilkach Kohen Haba Alachoso. Let's say you have a Kohen who does the terrible Averis Boel, his own sister. So Zona Mashvila, he has turned her into a Zona through that Bia. Chalala Lola Mashvila, but he has not turned his sister into a Chalala, because the Isser of being Boel Achoso was an Isser of Achoso. Achoso is not an Isser Kuhuna. Achoso is an Isser everybody, and an Isser everybody doesn't make a Chalala. Only Isurei Kuhuna make a Chalala. But Chazaru Ba'aleha Asa Chalala. But then if he has Bia with her again, now she's already a Zona. So now he's violating the Isser Zona, which is an Isser Kuhuna, and therefore she will then become a Chalala through the second Bia. Frak the Ritva, why does he have to be bubble her again in order to make her a Chalala? And the first Bia, the Tchilas Bia, already makes her a Zona. The Gemara in Yevam Asaf and Gimel tells us that Tchilas Bia has a din of Bia L'chol Davar. So the Tchilas Bia would make her a Zona, and the Gemara Bia should already make her a Chalala within a single Maisa Bia. So the Ritva has his answer and the Rashba has his answer. The Ritva suggests, because it says in Daf Yiram Aleph that Tchilas Bia only has a din of Bia if you were not Gomer Bia so. But if you Gomer the Bia, then the Daito, it's Daito al Gemar Bia. Then his Das is on the Gemar Bia, and the Tchilas Bia would not have a din of Bia. And therefore, the Tchilas Bia doesn't count over here because he was Gomer Bia so. So that's why he needs a second Bia in order to make her a Chalala. Rabbi Kiva Eger, Nayin Zayinam Beis, and Dibra Maschal, Amar Rav Ashi says, how could it be that we're told of the Chiluk of Isurei Bia based on what his Das is, whether he has Das to be Gomer the Bia or not Das to be Gomer? It's a Maisa Isser. So the question is, what's the Maisa? Is Tchilas Bia the Maisa or is self Bia the Maisa? Hard to say that it's all dependent on his Das. So the Rashba gives his answer. The Rashba in Ksubas Tav Lamed Amar Aleph says that one Bia can never be divided into two separate entities, as two separate acts, that there are going to be two Isurim in a single Bia. So you're not going to say that the Tchilas Bia is going to already make her a Zona, and then the Sof Bia is going to make her a Chalala, because that would involve a single act of Bia being split into two. So now the Gemara discusses how many chiyuvim there are apply to a Kohen who marries a woman who's asuratim. Amar Rav Yudah, Kohen Gadol ba'almana lo keshtayim. If Kohen Gadol marries an almana, he's chayiv shtayim, he's chayiv two malchus. Achas mishum lo yikach, one for the pasuk of almana, grusha v'chalel zona esele lo yikach, v'achas mishum lo yichalel. And the second one, because he's being mechalel the isha through that Bia. So it's a second Isser of Lo Yichalel. So frankly, Mar Vilukli Nami Mishum Lo Yichalel Zaro. Forget about the fact that he's being Mechal the Isha. There's a third problem. He's being Mechal the Zera also. If he has any children from that Bia, they're going to become Chalalim as well. So isn't that a third Malkus? So it says Mar B'Shlo Gomer Bia. So we're talking about where he was not Gomer the Bia, and therefore there is no Chilul Zera. So the Meiri points out, and therefore if he was Gomer Bia, so he'd be Loke Shalosh, because the Tchilas Bia, he's already chayiv mishum lo yichalel, because he's already mechalel her from the Tchilas Bia, and then when he's gomer Bia, he's mechalel zaro. Tosa Rush points out that if he's gomer Bia, he's loka mishum lo yichal zaro, even if she doesn't actually become pregnant, because it was a Bia haru uyel azriya. Meaning lo yichalel zaro doesn't mean children, it means his zera. It means if he's motzi zera, that's already a zera, that's roi lazri, that's roi to to impregnate her, that's enough already to violate Lo Yichalel Zaro. And based on that, the Rashash points out, that answers the question of why it's not considered Asra Safek. Meaning, how can you give a guy Malkus? You're going to give him Asra, oh, you better not do that Bia, because you're going to violate the Isser of being Mechalel Zaro. Well, how do you know she's going to become pregnant from that Bia? She might not become pregnant from that Bia. So you don't know that it's going to be Mechalel Zaro. So maybe it's Asra Safek. No, if he has the Gemar Bia, so the Hasra is going to be, don't be Gomer Bia, so because that's already a violation of Lo Yichalel Zaro. That's how the Tosa Rush and the Rashash understand. So ask the Gemara, Masav Rava. It says in Makos Daf Yud Gimel that a Kohen Gadol is Boel Almana Ugrusha, a woman who's both an Almana and a Grusha, Lokum Yishum Shnei Shemos. He violates two Isurim, Almana and Grusha. So my love, Shnei Shemos Sulo, doesn't that imply two and only two? But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it should have been more Isurim, because he also violated the Isur of Lo Yichalel. So how come it's only Almana Ugrusha? So says Merlo, Shnei Shemos Alze, Ushnei Shemos Alze. No, what it means to say is that he violated both the Isur of Almana and Grusha of Lo Yikach, and both Almana and Grusha of Lo Yichalel, meaning Lo Yikach and Lo Yichalel is violated doubly each, one because she's an Almana and one because she's a Grusha. So it's really four Isurim, it's not two. Ihach, if that's the case, that Mishum Grusha alone, you get double Malkus, because not only is it Grusha, but it's also Lo Yichalel, Ema Seifa. Then how do you explain the Seifa of the Mishnah? It says Grusha v'chalutza, Einu Chayev El Alach. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you should be lokeshtayim if it's a grusha v'chalutza. So it says Baruch Hachikamar, Einu chayiv ela al achas uliolam shnei shemos. I mean, you're only chayiv for one iser of grusha, but Einu chinami, you're chayiv separately for the lekicha of the grusha and for the chilul of the grusha. But it's just about the fact that she's a grusha. So all of the relevant isurim to grusha are going to apply. The chalutza, so ask the Gemara, chalutza drabani, you don't get malchus on account of the fact that she's a chalutza. Do you mean to tell me that the Yisr chalutza is only an Yisr midrabanan v'atanya? But the price of darshan is a pasuk. Pasuk says grusha. The pasuk says v'isha grusha me'isha lo yikachu. Say ainli al grusha. I would only know that a kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha. Chalutza minayin. How do I know that there's an Yisr chalutza as well? Tamalomar v'isha. The extra vav in v'isha adds chalutza as well. So don't you see that it's an Issa Daraisa, it's derived from a pasuk. It says, Mer Midrabanan, cross Machta B'Alma. It's not an Issa Daraisa, it's an Issa Midrabanan. The pasuk that we're quoting is only an Asmachta. The Meiri writes, and the Vlad is going to be a Chalol Midivrei Sofrin. That there's such a concept that since it's only an Issa Midrabanan, a child from a Kohen and a Chalutza is going to be a Chalol Midrabanan. So it turns out that there are three types of Chalolim. There's a Chalol Min HaTorah, regular Chalol, where he has a din of a Zar, and he's allowed to marry a grusha, and he's allowed to be metami lemesim. He's simply not a kohen. There's a safek chalal, and then there's a chalal midrabanan. Now, both a safek chalal and a chalal midrabanan only have all the chumras of a chalal, the chumras of kuna. They're not allowed to marry a grusha. They're not allowed to marry other psule kuna. They're not allowed to be metami lemesim, and the chumras of Yisrael that they're not allowed to eat truma because they might, midrabanan. They can't be makil midrabanan to allow a kohen, someone who technically on a daraisa level is a kohen, to be metami lemesim. The rabban made a chumra that he's not allowed to eat chumra, that he has a din of a chalal in that regard. So Amar Abaye kidesh loka ba'al loka. That if a kohen is mekadesh one of these women that are asura to him, he gets malchus just for the kiddushin, and when he's ba'al her, he gets a second malchus just for the bia. Kiddush loka mishum lo yikach. The isra is lo yikach, so the lo yikach implies kiddushin. Ba'aloka mishum lo yichalel. And if he does the bia, then he violates lo yichalel. Rava amar ba'aloka, that only if he's boil her after doing a kiddushin does he get malchus on the bia and on the lekicha. But lo ba'al eino loka. But if he doesn't do the bia, he only does the kiddushin, he doesn't get any malchus, not even on the lekicha. Meaning, even though it says lo yikach, that chiyuv malchus for lo yikach waits until he has bia, and only once he has bia do we now give him the malchus for lo yikach. Why? Mishum dechsev lo yikach v'lo yichalel. Matam lo yikach. The way to understand it is, what's the reason for the yisra of lo yikach? Mishum lo yichalel. It's only if it's going to lead to a lo yichalel. Lo yichalala only happens at the bia, because only then does he make her a chalala. So when is he mechalal zaro as well? So only at the bia do we have a lo yichalal. The Ritva raises the question: according to Rava, how could he ever get malchus on lo yikach at the time of the kiddushin? You don't know that he's going to be ba'al her afterwards. So isn't it automatically a hasra safek because you don't know that he's going to have a bia? So the Ritva suggests that Rava holds that hasra safek shema hasra, that he has to assume that hasra means it's machlokas whether hasra safek shema hasra or lo shema hasra, that he has to assume that hasra safek is shema hasra. And if you're going to say lo shema hasra, he says, then you have to assume that the only case you can get malchus is if he was mekadisher with bia, that the bia was the ma'aser kedushin. So there's no hasra safek. If you're mekadisher with that bia, you're going to get you can get malchus, and taka you will, because there was a kedushin and a bia simultaneously. Now the Gemara brings cases where Abai is moded to Rava and Rava is moded to Abai, because again, Abai held just for the kedushin alone you get malchus. Rava said no, you only can get malchus for the kedushin if there's then a bia afterwards. So says Gemara, moda Abaye b'machzor grusha. So even Abaye, who's mechayv yisuri kuhuna, even on just the kedushin alone, will admit that if a person is machzor grusha, so Yisrael is machzor grusha after she's been married to somebody else, where the pasuk says lo yuchal bala harishon asher shilchal lo shuv lekachta lios olisha achrei asher hutama shem kiddush lo ba'al. If he does only kedushin but he's not boel his ex-wife, she'ena loke, he doesn't get malchus for that lekicha, even though the isser in the pasuk is said in terms of lekicha, which means kiddushin, but he's not going to be chayv until he's boel her lekachta lios olisha Amrachmana, that the Torah is told it b'mefurash the kiddushin on the bia. Lekachta is the kiddushin, but it's only a kicha that's lios lo leisha, which is a bia v'haleka. So if he only did the kiddushin and he didn't do a bia, so then it's not he's not going to get malchus. Umo de Rava, and even though Rava holds that in order to get malchus by Sirikuna you need to have kiddushin and bia, Rava's going to be moda b'koyim gadol b'almana. Now, when a Kohen Gadol marries an Almana, Shim Bal Velo Kiddush, if he did only Bia and not Kiddushin, Shaloka, he's still going to get Malchus. Because Velo Yichal Zara Ba'amav Amrachmana Vaharehu Chilel. That it's all about Velo Yichal Zara Ba'amav, and he's being Mechal of the Almana and the Zera, even though he didn't do Kiddushin, but just through the Bia alone. Ushneim, and both Abaye and Rava Modim, even though by Yisuri Kuna, according to both of them, you get Malchus on the Bia, alone, even without a Kiddushin, but they're both modeh b'machzor grusha, so that if a person remarries his grusha after she's been married to somebody else, again, non-kohen, remarries his grusha after she's been married to somebody else, she'en bal v'lo kiddush she'en aloka, that for bia alone, you don't get malchus for that. Derech likuchen asr Torah, that's only asr if it's derech likuchen. That's an isr of getting remarried after she's been with somebody else. It's not an isr bia after getting married with somebody else. Rabbi Yehuda Amar basker zachar kebaschal. So now we shift gears a little bit. Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah that the daughter of a ger, of a male ger, is the same as the daughter of a chalal. So Tanya, Bryce explains Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Amar basker zachar, the daughter of a male ger is pasul lekuhuna, just like kibas chalal zachar. Vadinosein, and you can learn it from a kal v'chomer. Ma chalal shabam itipa k'shera, if a chalal whose father was a regular Yisrael kasher, and nevertheless bito psula, nevertheless his daughter is going to be pasul lekuhuna, ger shabam itipa psula, a ger that comes from a tipa psula because his father was a guy, say inudin shabito psula. So of course he should passel his daughter lekuhuna. Says Mar, not how can you learn mal chalal sheken yisirasa ba'avera? A chalal is more chamor because he came into the world through a bias iser. So that's why we're going to passel his daughter. A ger didn't come into the world through a bias iser. His parents were gayim, so they were married to each other. They had him. He was a guy, and then later he became a ger. So that's not a bias iser. So there's nothing fundamentally wrong with the way that he came into this world. So says Maranot, you cannot say that the basis of the chumra of a chalal is how they came into this world. Because Kohen Gadol Balmani Yochiach She'en Yitzira Asa Ba'aveira, the Yitzira of the Kohen Gadol, the way the Kohen Gadol came into the world, was not Ba'aveira, and nevertheless, when he marries an almana, Bito Psula, the daughter that he's going to have with that almana is going to be Pasul Lekuhuna. So you can learn that a ger should be Pasul, the daughter of a ger should be Pasul Lekuhuna from the Kal V'chomer of Bas Chalal. Well, Mal Kohen Gadol Balmani can be also ba'aveira. Well, granted, the Kohen Gadol didn't come into the world ba'aveira, but the very act of producing this daughter is an aveira. He's not allowed to be with the almana, so that's why we're so machmir on the daughter. Well, chalal yelchiach. By chalal, that's not the case. The chalal, his act of bia with his wife is not an avera. He's married to a regular Jewish girl, and he's allowed to be, and he's producing a daughter that nevertheless is not allowed to marry a kohen. So chazra din la riza kariza. So you see, the reason of yitzira ba avera, like by a chalal, is not what causes the psul, because kohen gadol ba amala does not have yitzira ba avera. The idea of bia ba avera that you have by a kohen gadol ba amala is not what causes the psul, because by a chalal you don't have that. So shayla shavu sheben, what do the kohen gadol and the chalal, kohen gadol ba amala and the chalal have in common? She'in brov hakal, that they're distinct from the majority of the kal. In that, one of them is that the yitzira ba avera, and the other one is in that the bia's ba avera. So afani avias ager, and therefore we can include ger as well. She'eno barov hakal, that he comes from tipa psula, and therefore he's unique from rov hakal, and therefore bita psula, his daughter should be possible, just like the daughter of the kohen gadol with the almana, or just like the daughter of the chalal. Well, mala asar shabbos shemeshkin yeshven sar avera, both by the kohen gadol and the almana, and by the chalal, there's a tzal avera. The chalal's tzal avera is how he came into the world. Kohen gadol balmana, the tzal avera is in what he's doing now to bring his daughter into the world. You don't have that when it comes to a ger. So says Gemara, we need another melamed over here. So it can't be from those two. Dinim lo teim a kohen gadol balmana yochiach aleima mitzri rishon yochiach. It must be that a mitzri that's megayer, who's also love a bakal and marries a mitzris where the yitzira is not ba'aveira, the bia is not ba'aveira, right? His parents are just regular mitzri people that had a child. Mitzrim are allowed to have children, and when he marries his wife, they're both gerim mitzrim, so there's nothing wrong with them marrying each other. There's no aveira whatsoever, and nevertheless, the daughter is pasul lakuna. Says Mara, well, mal mitzrishon shkenen roi lava bakal, and not only pasul lakuna, a mitzrishon is not roi lava bakal. So of course the daughter is going to be pasul, but a ger is mutzal lava bakal. So chalal yochiach says Mara, yeah, but that you can learn from chalal. A chalal is mutzal lava bakal, and yet the daughter is pasul. Chazradin la riza kriza. So you see that the tzad chamer of a chalal, which is that he came into the world ba'aveira, and the tzad chamur of the mitzri, which is that their psulei kahal, are not the same tzad chamur. So what do they have in common? At tzad shavish ben she'en brov kal, that they're distinct from the rov kal, the chalal because yitzira so ba'aveira, and the mitzri because they're psulei kahal, or bita psula, and they produce a daughter. That's pasul lukuna. So afani yavi asager she'en brov kal bita psula. So I can say the same thing about a ger, that it's eno brov kal and it's bita psula lukuna. So says my mal tzad shavish ben she'en posum b'biyasam, but you still can't learn from chalal and ger mitzri, because both the chalal and ger mitzri will passel the woman that they have bia with lakuhuna. A regular ger does not passel the woman that he has bia with lakuhuna. So says Gemara. So we have rejected the ways to learn that a bas ger zachar is passel lakuhuna through any sort of tzara shava, because they both passel isha b'biyasam, both by chalal and ger mitzri, they passel isha b'biyasam. A ger does not. So how does Rabbi Yehuda learn it? Rabbi Yehuda says that a bas ger is taka pasul lukuna. Says, what do you mean a ger is not, does not pasul his wife lukuna? Yes, he does. Ger nami pasul b'biyaso. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a ger will pasul his wife lukuna through the bia. Umaisi la b'matzad mehaidina. And he learns it from the very same tzara shava, where malachalol that is bami tipa kshera pasuls his wife b'bia. So a ger that's bami tipa psula, of course, should pasul his wife b'bia. Ah, you're going to tell me, but a chol is yitziraso b'avera, but a ger mitzvah is not Yitziraso ba'avera, and he's Mechalal's wife. So you can learn from a Chalal and a Ger Mitzri that are both not Barov HaKal, and they passel their wife B'biyasam. So a Ger is Eino Barov HaKal, passels his wife B'biyaso. And once you have that, you don't have any response to the Tzara Shava, from which we derive that he passels his daughter as well, Lukuhuna. Good. Then the Mishnah said, Rav Lozman Yaakov Amar, Rav Lozman Yaakov says that a Yisrael that marries a Gioras, the daughter is Kasha Lukuna. Ger, if a Ger marries a Bas Yisrael, the daughter is Kasha Lukuna. So Tani, we have a price. Rav Shimon Nechai Omer, Gioras Pchusim Bashal Shon V'yomechad. If you had a new Shita, if a girl converted before the age of 3, Ksheira Lukuna, she's going to be Ksheira Lukuna. Forget about who her parents are. Even though she herself is a Gioras, she could be Ksheira Lukuna as long as she converted before the age of 3. How do I know? That Shinamra, pasuk by Mechelas Midian, says that Moshe told the soldiers who came back from the Milchama, the Kala Tafba Nashim, Hachayulachem, that any Tafba Nashim, any little girls that lo yadu mishkav zachra, that had never been with a man, Hachayulachem, Valo Pinchas Hayimayim. Pinchas was one of the people that went out to Milchamas Midian, and he was a Kohen. So Moshe Rabbeinu was talking to all of them. So you see that he was allowed to marry one of these Benos Midian, because they were not yet Ra'ui Labia. So Rosh quotes that Rabbeinu Elchanan raises the question, according to the Shita of Rav that we had in Daf Chafal and Beis, that he fast Torah as Hutar LeKohen as well. How could Rabbi Shimon prove anything from what we're being Matir to Pinchas? Maybe she fast Torah. So we're just Matir, you fast Torah. So even though normally all these, you know, you fast Torah is an exception to all the rules. So Rabbeinu Elchanan suggests that Yerushalmi says that Tatar fast Torah was only once they entered Eretz Yisrael, after Kibush. So this is before Kibush V'chiluk Ha'aretz, so it could not be Yifas Torah. The Rosh suggests differently, that Heter Yifas Torah is only when you were Boel Her Bizman HaMilchama. Moshe Rabbeinu is making this speech after the Milchama, and he's telling them that it's okay, you could take such a girl as a wife, and even Pinchas could take her. V'Rabbanan, and Rabbanan, who disagreed with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov in the Mishnah, how are they going to explain the Pasuk? HaChayulachem La'avadim L'Shvachos. HaChayulachem doesn't mean to marry them, it means to keep them as Avadim L'Shvachos. So there are four Shitos as far as the status of Bas Gerim Lekuhuna. Three in the Mishnah and one we just added in the Brisa. We had Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah that Bas Ger Zachar, as long as the father's a Ger, she's Pasul Lekuhuna, even if mom is a Yisraelis. We had Rabbi Eliezer that if either parent is a Yisrael, that's good enough. Either parent is a native Yisrael, it's good enough. It's only a problem if Ger marries Gioras, that the child is going to be Pasul Lekuhuna. We had Rabbi Yossi that even Ger marries Gioras, the child is going to be Kasher Lekuhuna. But it has to be Haras V'Leidos B'Kedusha. The Gioras herself is never going to be Kasher Lekuhuna. And then we have Rabbi Shimon who says even the Gioras herself could be Kasher Lekuhuna as long as the Gioras happened before the age of three. So V'Kul and Mikra Echad Darshu, and they all darshan from the same Pasuk. Pasuk says in the Navi Yecheskel, Almana Ugrusha Lo Yikhu Lehem Lenashim Ki'im Besulos Mizera Beis Israel. So Yudah Savar Adi Ispe Kol Zera Miyisrael, that you need anything that's called Zera, meaning the Zera that comes Minav Miyisrael, and therefore a Basker Zachar is possible because the Ikra Zera that from which she's born from is not Miyisrael. Rabbi Lozman Yaakov Savar Mi Zera Vafilu Miktza Zera. That no, even if there's only some Zera Yisrael, like the Zera of the Aim, that's enough to say that we would say Besulas Mizera Beis Israel, and therefore a ger that marries a bas Yisrael, the daughter is going to be kosher. Rabbi Yossi Savar, Mishenizru ubi Yisrael, that it has to be a rasa b'kedusha, that at the time that she was conceived, the parents were both already Jewish. They had gone through their gerus, and that's good enough, even though both parents are gerim. And Rabbi Shimon Yochai Savar, Mishenizru besuleha b'Yisrael, that her besulim had to still be growing in when she was already Yisrael, which means she only had to be before the age of three that she converted. Rav Nachman L'Rava, so Rav Nachman asks Rava, Hai Kra, the Pasuk in Yecheskel that we just quoted, Reisha B'Kohen Gadol, the Sefer B'Kohen Hedyot, it sounds like the beginning of the Pasuk is talking about a Kohen Gadol, because it talks about not marrying an Almana, and then the Sefer of the Pasuk says that Almana Shetia Almana Mikomi Nikachu, that you are allowed to marry an Almana, which sounds like a song about a Kohen Hedyot. So is that a thing? Can a Pasuk split half of it, song about one person, the other half song about another person? Some lay in. He says, yeah, you have sometimes like that. That the first half of the Pasuk is addressing one group of people, second half of the Pasuk is addressing another group of people. Because of Krahachi? Really? Where do you ever... Meaning, you could say it's a thing from this one Pasuk, but you got to have precedent. Where else do you find that exists? So I'm like, and he says, yeah, I'll show you. The Chassid Pasuk says in Navi Shmuel, the Pasuk says, V'ner Elukim terem yichbe, u'shmuel shochev beheichal Hashem. So it sounds like Shmuel was lying down in the Heichal in the Mishkan Shiloh. So v'alo en yishiv bazar, Shmuel was not a melech from the Malchus Beis David. How could he have been lying down in the Azara, in the Heichal Hashem? Ella, Ner Elokim Terem Yichbeh Beheichal Hashem, Shmuel Shochei B'Mekomo. You split the pasuk into two. That the Ner Elokim, before it was extinguished in the Heichal Hashem, where the menorah was, that's the Ner HaTamid, and Shmuel was in his own place in the base Mishmar HaLeviim. So you see that it's the derech of the psukim to divide into two, even though it's not mefurish that way In a pasuk, Mishnah Melech in Hilchos Beis HaBechirim Perek Zayin has a suffix whether it's Nisa Daraisa or Nisa Drabanan for Yeshiva Bazara for someone who's not from the Malchus Beis David. So he writes that Rashi in Sanhedrin Kafal from Beis says it's Halacha Moshe Sinai, but it's not derived from a pasuk. And he says it has to be that it's not Drabanan, because if it were Drabanan, then the Gemara would have had a simple answer over here. The Gemara asked, how could Shmuel have been lying down? We could have just said the Isser hadn't been invented yet. So that's why Shmuel was lying down. If we're only in Isser Drabanan, it may have been a later Din Drabanan. So Elamai must be that it's a Din Daraisa from somewhere. Tosa Rasha is a different question. It says by the Shivasi Me'am Iluim, U'Pesachal Moed Teshvu Shivas Yamim Laila V'Yom. So Pesachal Moed means the Ezra Yisrael. V'Shachtu Pesachal Moed means the Ezra Yisrael. Right? So here also means Ezra Yisrael. So how could they have Yeshiva over there? And even if you say Teshvu doesn't mean Yeshiva, doesn't mean sitting down. Teshvu sometimes means staying somewhere, like Basukos Teshvu. Doesn't mean sitting in the Sukkah, means dwelling in the Sukkah. But they were there Laila V'Yom for a whole week. So how's that possible that they didn't sit down at some time? So the Rush suggests that Pesach Ol Moed could also mean Machna Levia. We find that also. But Habmona Benoslav Chad Pesach Ol Moed, and the Gemara Babasra says that they were Umdu B'Beis HaMedrash. So Beis Medrash of Moshe was in the Machna Levia. So too, by the Shiv Simei Amluim, the words Pesach Ol Moed may not have meant the Ezra Yisrael. It might have just meant the Machna Levia. Okay. So the Gemara asks Vaitra on the Pasuk in Yecheskel. It says in the Pasuk in Yecheskel of Almana Asher Tia Almana Mikoini Kachu, Mikoin in Yisrael Lo, is it only an Almana that was an Almana from a Kohen, that the first husband was a Kohen, that there's an Isser that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry? If she was an Almana from Yisrael, there's no Isser. So, that there's no Heter for a Kohen Hedyot, meaning that we said that a Kohen Hedyot is allowed to marry an Almana. So, only if she was an Almana from a Kohen is a Kohen Hedyot allowed to marry her? If she's an Almana from Yisrael, he's not? So, Hachkamer, Mikoin Yikachu, Mishar Kohanim. When it says Mikoin Yikachu, from the rest of the Kohanim, Yikhu, that she could take the rest of the Kohanim could take her as a wife. Meaning, the way to read the pasuk is Valmana Shartia Almana, even if she's an Almana, no matter who she's from Yisrael, Mikoin Yikachu. Who could take her? Kohanim could take her. Anyone who's any of the other Kohanim who's not a Kohen Gadol can go ahead and marry her. So you just move over the comma. It's not Almana Mikohen Yikachu, it's Almana Mikohen Yikachu. That an Almana from anyone is Mikohen Yikachu. Tanina Miachi, Mikohen Yikachu, Mishar Kohanim Yikachu. That other Kohanim are allowed to marry this Almana. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mesiyim Lakuna Yikachu. That he says the way to understand the pasuk is an Almana who was an almana from someone who's Mesiyim Lakuna, who can marry his daughter off to a Kohen, so then another Kohen can marry the almana of such a man. So it's coming to tell me that if she was the almana of a Ger who can't marry his daughter off Lakuna, so then a Kohen is not allowed to marry the almana of a Ger. Rabbi Yehuda Latame, and this is Rabbi Yehuda Lashitasu, Damar Bas Ger Zachar, Kvas Chal Zachar, because Rabbi Yehuda taught us that a Bas Ger is Pasul Lakuna. So if a Bas Ger is Pasul Lakuna, the almana's Ger is also Pasul Lakuna, because a Kohen is only allowed to marry the almana of a guy who you could have married the daughter of that guy. So if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda that a Kohen is not allowed to marry the daughter of a Ger, then a Kohen is not allowed to marry the almana of a Ger either. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Av Ger Shanasa Gioras, that even a Ger marries a Gioras, the daughter's Kasha Lakuna. Amra from Nun Mishredula, Halacha Rabbi Yossi. We pass on like Rabbi Yossi, Ger marries a Gioras, the daughter's Kasha Lakuna. V'cheinam Rab Bar Bechada Alach Rabbi Yossi, but umiyom shchar beis hamikdash nagu kohanim silsul biatzman. Kohanim took upon themselves an extra chumra to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, that they would only marry a gioras where one parent was a native Jew and was not a convert. So Amar Rav Nachman Amar Lihuna. Once the Kohanim took upon themselves that chumra, if they ask a shaila in advance and they want to know, you know what, when I go on the dating website and I set my parameters, right? So what should I, what should I set as my parameters? So we say, you should really set as your parameters like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that you should only marry someone who one of the parents is a native Jew. But Nasa, if they already got married, Ein Motzim Osam Yimenu Krabiyosi, meaning Meikra, then we pass on Rabbi Yossi that even if both parents are Gerim, that technically they're allowed to marry a Kohen, and therefore we're not going to make them get divorced. Okay, new Mishnah. Ha'omer b'ni zeh mamzer. If someone comes into Beis Din and he says, this child of mine is mamzer, it's the product of an Isser Kares, or worse, so he identifies his son as a mamzer. Eino Neman, we do not believe him, because he's a karov to his son, and therefore he's possible to be made on his son. And not only if the father alone says it, afilu shnei modim alo uber shebimeeha, even if both mom and dad say that she's pregnant, and they say the uber shebimeeha mamzeru is a mamzer, and because the husband says, not really dad over here, meaning the husband of this woman says, not my kid, I wasn't around, I don't know where, and she says, yeah, taka, not his kid, whatever. So that we still ain't a ne'amanim. We don't believe them. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ne'amanim. Rabbi Yehuda says, in both of the cases in the Mishnah, they are believed. The father is believed to say that his son is a mamzer, and in the case where both a woman and her husband, they're both believed to say that the child is a mamzer. Now we said afilu shnei modim on the uber shebimeeha is that he's a mamzer. They're enim ne'amanim. My afilu shnehem. What's the additional chiddush in saying that even if the mother also agrees? We already learned from the first in the Mishnah that the father's not ne'aman because he's a karov. So obviously the mother's not going to be ne'amanis either. So what's afilu shnehem? Even if they're both moda, if the father's not ne'aman because he's a karov, then the mother's not ne'aman, because she's a karov as well. There's no additional chiddush l'chora. So it says, "Lomi bayakamer." The Tana is teaching dinim in our Mishnah in a way that, with the more pashut in first, where you don't need to say, and then the greater chiddush that lomi bayaihu delo kimle. You don't need to tell me the din that if the father is made that he's not believed, because the father can't know for sure whether his wife became pregnant from him or from somebody else. So it's pashut that he's not going to be neman. Ela filu ihi de kimla, but even she, who knows? She knows that bivados, that she became pregnant from somebody else and not from her husband. Still lo mehemna. She's not ne'amenes to passel the child, because you need dafka shnei edim ksherim for any edus in the Torah, and this is not shnei edim ksherim, because l'chora it's difficult. According to Rashi's and the saying in the Mishnah, we're talking about a case where the father says that this child is born from an isha asura love be'isr kares. So it's clear to the father that it is a mamzer. So the Pnei Yeshua explains that it's not a yediyah brura, because this woman is asura lo b'kares, it cannot be mekudeshes to him, because ain't kiddushin tovsin b'chayav ikrisus. Mele she's a pnuya, so it could be that someone else was boiled her, and she became pregnant from that somebody else. Meaning that's why it's not brura to him, because the way Rashi learns in the Mishnah is he's not pointing to his wife and saying b'niz a mamzer. He's pointing to an isra kares to him and saying, yeah, I did that, and this child came from an isra kares. Well, if the child may have come from a woman who's an isra kares to you, but you don't know that it's your child. It could be that she was an isra kares to you, so obviously you aren't married to her, because there's no tefisas kiddushin. So mele she was a penuya, and if she got impregnated from someone else, the child's not a mamzer. If she was an isha sish, she nechnami, the child would be a mamzer manavshach, but she's not an isha sish. So v'lomi baya hechadis lechazak de kashrus, and not only where the child was already born and has cheskas kashrus to lo mehemni, are the parents not believed to apostle him, even if it's just a fetus where there is no chazaka tekashus, lo mehemni, the parents are not going to be believed. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ne'amanim. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda says that they are believed. Kiditanya, because he darshans the Brisa does. It says yakir, the extra word yakir in the pasuk, yakiren la'cherim, that he's makir his child to the Beis Din who do not otherwise recognize him. Mikanam Rabbi Yehuda Ne'aman Adam Lomer Zebni Bechar. A father's believed to say that this kid should get pishnayim in the Yerusha because he's a bechar. K'shem shnei menad lomer zebeni bechar. Kach nei menad lomer zeben grusha v'zen chalutza. V'cham mormein onemon. And the Cham say, no, he's not believed about the yichus of the child. Amalei Rav Nachman Yitzchak L'Rava Bishlam. The Rabbi Yudai Nuduchsev Yakir. El Rabbanan Yakir Lameli. Why does the Torah have to say the extra word Yakir according to the Rabbanan? B'tzarech Hekera. In a case where you need to identify him as a bechar, you come in Medina Siyam and they don't know that he's a bechar. So that's what Yakir is for. Well, my hilchasa. Why do you need to identify him as a bechor? Lasei slo pishnayim, to give him a double yerusha pshita lamalikra. Do you buy mitzvah matana milo yavile? If you wanted to give someone a matana, you're allowed to just give them a matana of pishnayim. So I don't need a pasuk to tell me that I can identify him as a bechor. Of course I can. I could just choose to give him pishnayim if I want, as as a matana. So it says, no, but nechasim shnaflu liach mikan. We're talking about nechasim that came after he was made that the child is a bechor. So at the time of the hakaras habechor, those nechasim were not yet biyado. He could not have given those nechasim as a matana because it was dover shloba liolam at that time. But once he identifies him as a bechor, now he's going to get pishnayim forevermore and whatever nechasim he gets afterwards. So, but according to Rameir, that you can be makna dover shloba liolam. So why do I need yakir? No, shnafluk shu goses, because he got that irusha as a goses, and whatever you get as a goses, you're not able to give it as a matana. Machlokes Rishonim, why not? Why can a goses not give a matana? So some of the Rishonim say because we assume there's a tiruf hadas, that he doesn't have proper das to be able to give a matana. Others say that he's not kechai l'chol dvarav, he's kechai l'gabe certain things, but he's kemes l'gabe other things, and that maybe l'gabe dine mamnas of giving matanas, he's already considered like a mace. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with the Mishnah on the bottom of Ayin Ches Amud Beis. Thank you.